what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome back to
Welcome to the show. I'm Ben.
I'm Aiden.
And you're listening to 91.5.
WMFO.
Medford.
Tufts.
Free.
Form.
Ra.
Dio.
Welcome back. Tonight's theme is narwhals. Just kidding.
No.
It's not. It's drywalls. The ultimate fake out.
That's what my eyes feel like right now.
Drywall.
Drywall. I feel like...
Can you elaborate?
I was telling Ben this earlier. I just feel like my eyes are plaster.
That's interesting.
It's like a really fascinating space to occupy right now.
Can you... Are they opaque?
I don't know.
Or are you trying to say that they're windows?
I'm just saying that...
To the soul?
The eyes are the windows to the soul.
And the drywall is... The walls to the house.
Uh-huh.
And
exactly.
And you're that one.
Uh-huh.
The worst one.
Yes.
Out of the two.
But yeah, anyway, so I mean, this is just kind of where we're at.
In this staring at me with these big bug eyes, and like, he always does that to some extent, because those are his eyes, but today they have gone from normalized to bug eyes, and it's truly scary.
Yeah.
Hold on. Terrifying. I'm moving a microphone so I can see him better.
Oh.
Ooh.
He's shaping the built environment.
I am in control.
I am in control.
Today's episode is being in control.
Today's episode is dominance. dominance. A cream of wheat story. But no, I just think that like my eyes feeling like drywall is pretty indicative of like what this whole week feels like for university students throughout the nation.
I have a big question for Tufts administration because they know you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know who thought that we should have school Monday and Tuesday instead of giving us a two-day weekend.
Yes.
Let me know. Because I would have gone home, not had to do any homework, and then enjoyed home.
Mm-hmm.
My friend at Oregon has it worse, though.
Yeah.
She has 2 days off. She has like Friday and Thursday off.
Okay, silly.
So she can't even go. Like, she's not going home.
Sad.
That's kind of wild. I don't know who's in charge of these calendars, but maybe they should get fired. I'm not saying they should be fired.
Just saying that the calendar department has some fat that needs to be trimmed.
Starting with all of it.
Just the entirety of the calendar department. Whatever that means.
If you want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
Yep, that's how it goes.
And if you want to have a break, you got to take some days off.
It makes sense.
As the expression goes.
Okay.
So tonight's episode's theme is about forklifts.
Nope.
All of our songs have to do with forklifts. Aiden, will you explain how the first song, Hey There Delilah,
Had
to do with forklifts?
So in just the few opening words of the song, Hey Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I mean, obviously, New York City being a pretty built urban place has a lot of these forklifts in them. So, I mean, first off, that's just completely, you know, focusing the attention of the song around this really important implement of work and urbanization. I'm 1,000 miles away, but tonight you look so pretty is meant to really capture the moment when a forklift driver fully extends their fork above the forklift. And at that moment, it's both deep intimacy and physical distance because the forklift and the driver are working in perfect unison to maximize exactly what a forklift is meant to do. But at the same time, the driver and the load that is being borne by the forklift are just so physically apart. So it's this interesting dichotomy that really puts the two in tension.
Ben is literally...
Ben's insides are boiling.
You used the word dichotomy.
Ben's insides are boiling. But yeah, so
you
overall...
You did such a good job, and I give you such little to work with.
But so overall, that's our first song, and its significance. My eyes still feel like drywall, and the room is incredibly, incredibly stiff. But anyway, as I was getting back to it, it's just like everyone is tired. Everyone's ready to like go home. But it's like for just a strange second. And then we return. But then we only have classes for like another week and a half. And it's just finals. It's a whole thing. We're at a cusp.
And the semester's almost over. There's no derivative at this point.
Nope. It's a cusp.
If you've ever wondered what your graph sound like.
Sounds like. Or.
That was two cusps. That one hit two.
Two cusps.
One for the homies.
And?
One.
For?
The money.
Oh.
Two reasons.
It's kind of how I live my life. For the homies and the money. It's kind of the two pillars that hold up the temple of my life.
the temple.
The columns that hold up the facade of my worldview.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Homies, money.
Homies and money.
There it is.
If there's a third thing, call in. Let us know.
Or
keep it to yourself. We don't want to know. I don't want to know. Do you?
For whatever reason, I'm feeling aggressively isolationist tonight, which is like also great, but like also we would value you and we do value you as listeners, but like, I don't know.
Not tonight.
I think old drywall eyes every year is grumpy.
Old drywall eyes. That's what I called my war buddies. Dan Drywall Eyes Frankfurt.
Dan Frankfurt, an American hero.
And he got savagely erased from the textbooks.
Everyone talks about MacArthur. Everyone talks about Eisenhower. No one talks about Dan Frankfurt.
Old dry.
Dan Drywall Eyes Frankfurt. Okay. I think that we're at the point in time where I kind of feel like I need to express myself through song.
Ah, will you sing for us? Is that what you mean?
No, I'm gonna play for you a little song that I wrote. It's called "Wake Up" by Arcade Fire.
The one you wrote.
Yeah.
And performed.
Mm-hmm.
By another person.
Yeah.
Okay. I follow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
So we're going to do that now.
Okay. I'm ready.
Song time.
Ditty. A little ditty.
Yes.
By Aiden, by another individual.
By Aiden, by Arcade Fire. All right.
Here we are.
"Thar She Blows."
Well, hello there.
Oh, hi, Ben.
I didn't see you come in.
Oh, really? Well, I've seen you this whole time. Like,
that's crazy.
About 6 feet away from you across the table.
Oh, I was looking slightly to the left, I think, which might be part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm glad you're here.
Well, Ben, thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm really glad to be here.
It's always nice to have a long-time listener.
Mm-hmm.
Long-time showrunner
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is strange role play. I don't know where
we're going. I don't really know where we're going. Will you tell me about...
Oh?
So, Aiden, a special event is coming up.
Yes?
Will you tell me about that?
Mm-hmm. So, I think soon I'm going to see A Star Is Born with my mom, which is going to be special.
Wait, tell us more about this.
I think it'll be really fun. I think I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Morning.
Mm. Plane landing sound effect. Ooh, that was the breaking.
Not in an ocean, not a runway, even though it sounded like I was in an ocean. Would be problematic.
Seagulls on the runway. Here, wait. You tell the story. I'm going to come up with sound effects for it.
Oh, yes.
As we do.
Of course. All right, so.
Hold on. Let me get to the real machine.
This will be fun. This is what we call storytelling.
So, Aiden, describe.
Mm, so, you know, I'm going to be on a plane, probably reading a book on Zen philosophy. That's what I have planned. That's where I'm at.
That's what you're going to... How'd you pick out this book?
It's an assignment, Ben. My interests are dictated by... Oh?
What? Here are book sound effects.
What? Someone's very frustrated with that book. But I'll be reading some sort of book. I'll be kind of hanging out with the person next to me in my seat, even though it'll be kind of weirdly uncomfortable. I'm never good at that. Like negotiating the whole like public-private space tension with the person next to you. Like if you don't acknowledge them that much, it's kind of like you're being a jerk. But if you acknowledge them too much, they think that you're encroaching. It's like a strange place to occupy, especially if they're just like a child and they just either cry or are terrified. But if you try to like reach out and they're like, oh, are you okay? Like their mother will give you like really dirty looks or something.
Reached our destination.
Oh.
We hope you enjoyed the flight and have a nice day.
Wow. I'm in Australia, so I'm going to land in my... So I'm going to land and my handsome Australian pilot is going to speak to me and let me know that I've landed in Chicago. I'm going to get picked up by my mom. I'm going to go see A Star Is Born starring Lady Gaga, a.k.a. Stefani Germanotta. And Bradley Cooper. And
very exciting.
I've heard things.
What have you heard?
So first off, this is not the first time this movie has been done. This is actually the third time this movie has been done. With like a different female lead every time. Different male lead as well. I don't see how these are going with what I'm saying.
That's which movie sound effect.
Not movies. A different female lead every time. Like it was like... At one point, I forget who now, but my grandpa was like, oh yeah, like, A Star Is Born had just many different iterations. Like, I mean, he didn't say it exactly like that. But apparently, like, you know, it has changed a lot over time, and different people fill that role. But I'm excited about it. I hear that it is most satisfactory.
Is that your big plan for this holiday?
We'll see. I'm also apparently setting up my Christmas tree, which will be enjoyable.
That's early. This is so early. Anyway,
my parents have also recently gotten one of those weird, like, linoleum robo trees that we no longer get.
What?
Actually, or we don't get
a
plants.
A linoleum tree?
It's like these strange sort of plastic. And just kind of
they seem out. Better. They seem better.
I mean, some ways, to find good.
Here's what my friend does with his tree.
Oh.
Well, okay, so my friend, his name's Joey, and we, every year, after Christmas, we will go around and we will find all of the trees that people have discarded onto their porches, or like front lawns, whatever,
yes.
And we take them. We put them in my friend Garrett's pickup truck.
Oh, this is...
This is where the story's going. It's going pickup trucks. And we take them, many trees, and we bring them to Joey's house. We let them dry out, and then we make a giant bonfire with them at the end of the year. And the fireball goes up to the heavens.
Yeah, I can believe it. Christmas trees are a hazard.
Extremely flammable.
They're hazardous.
Dangerous.
Intense, truly. I don't know. I just can't handle that sort of hazard. But it's a lot. But yes, that's where we're at. I'm going to see A Star Is Born with the Mom. I'm very excited. I think my dad might come too.
That I don't know that much about it, but I want to hear a full review.
Okay. I'll give you a little review when it's time.
I want to know. Because I take my movie recommendations exclusively from other people.
Oh, cool. Never from yourself.
Never from myself.
I never watch what I want. Okay. Ben, I think it's time for a little long form jump.
Okay. Let's bring it on.
We haven't done a clickhole quiz in a while, Ben.
Oh, shall we? Do we have one on? Do we have one?
And Ben, I today just have to ask you, do you have what it takes to be Yoda's live-in caretaker?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. So, description. Yoda is a sick elderly reptile who lives alone at a motel in a swamp. He's an absolute mess, and he's incapable of looking after himself. Do you think you have what it takes to be his live-in caretaker?
Let's find out.
Okay. Question one. Before we get started, you understand that this is not a glamorous job. Yoda's miserable to be around. He needs constant supervision, and his hygiene is appalling. Caring for him is an around-the-clock gig, and it requires an extraordinary level of patience and compassion. You're going to have to put up with a lot of BS.
Okay.
Okay. Answers. Option one, that's okay. I'm confident I can handle whatever challenges the job throws my way. Two, wow, that sounds pretty difficult. I suppose I'll just have to try my best and hope I do a good job. Three, honestly, I don't really have any experience with anything like this. Four, I already know that I would do a terrible job.
That one I'm confident about.
Okay. One of the most important aspects of the job is tending to Yoda's skincare needs. His skin is dry, flaky, and covered in sores. It needs to be rubbed down several times a day with special prescription lotion. Unfortunately, Yoda hates being touched, and he won't let you put the lotion on without a fight. Sometimes he'll spray you with the stink gland or try to bite
you. Is this canon? Is that canon? Does he have
Not
that?
At all. Other times, he'll scurry underneath the couch and try to dig a hole in the floor to hide in, frantically scratching at the carpet until his hooves are bloody and raw.
This person has not seen Star Wars.
With this in mind, how are you about getting him to cooperate with you for his skin treatments? One, using simple terms he can understand. I'd explain to him why the skin treatments are necessary, and I'd work with him to figure out what exactly he doesn't enjoy about them, and then use that information to tailor the process for him so it's as painless and comfortable as possible. Option two, I would trap him underneath a laundry basket until he burns off all of his combative energy. Then once he's tuckered out, I'd pin him to the floor with my knee and apply the lotion to his skin as quickly as possible before he gets a second wind. Three, I'd spread a thin layer of the lotion around the inside of a garbage bag. Then I'd roll a tennis ball past Yoda to create a distraction. And while his attention is diverted, I'd run over and stuff him inside the garbage bag. I'd shake him up and down inside the bag until his body was covered in lotion. And then I'd dump him out on a mat of paper towels to clean off any excess lotion. Four, I would really rather not touch his gross skin, so I'd probably just leave the lotion out on the counter for him.
Laundry basket.
I would ensnare him. Off. I shall ensnare the beast. Okay. Three, Yoda always makes a huge fuss about eating his fruits and vegetables. And if he had his way, he would live entirely off of Slim Jims.
In squalor.
In true squalor. How would you ensure that he's eating a healthy, nutritious diet and not just Slim Jims? One, I would make him healthy vegetarian Slim Jims out of ground mushrooms, spices, lentils, and other wholesome ingredients. He just won't be able to tell the difference. Two, I would dip all of his Slim Jims in nail polish remover to make them taste horrible, leaving him no choice but to eat the vegetables if he doesn't want to go hungry. Three, I would tell him that his nemesis, Count Dooku, is coming to spray him. And that the only way he would for him to get strong enough to fight back is if he fills himself up on the powerful vitamins and minerals, like the ones found in fruits and vegetables.
Like the ones found in
I would mash the fruits and vegetables into a paste and force the paste down his throat with my fingers.
The right answer, as usual, is the paste.
When in doubt, paste it out. Okay. Yoda spends hours each morning tending to a patch of weeds out back that he refers to as his crops. It's pretty harmless. He mostly just sprays the hose and drags the rake around a bit. But if you don't keep an eye on him, he'll sneak away and try to find the chosen one. That's what he calls the trash-eating swamp pelican that lives in the pond behind the house.
The chosen one.
It's unclear why he thinks this pelican is so special, but he's already given it his lightsaber and all of his money in an effort to help it defeat the dark side. This is all nonsense, of course, and it's important to make sure Yoda doesn't give any more of his valuables to this bird. What measures would you take to keep Yoda away from the chosen one? Wait, can we just talk about really quick that it doesn't mention anything about the patch of weeds that he calls his crops? But anyway.
Nothing whatsoever.
So what measures would you take to keep...
just background so you can fully understand and conceptualize the problem in your brain.
So what measures do you take to keep Yoda away from the chosen one? One, I'd tether him to the house with a length of rope that's long enough for him to freely tend to his crops, but too short for him to wander off to places he shouldn't be. Two, I dress Yoda in a vest covered in flashing lights and bells, which would scare the pelican away should it ever try to approach. Three, shock collar. Four, I would shoot the pelican with a gun and then make Yoda eat its disgusting meat so that he realizes that the bird isn't special.
That last one implies that you can discern if things are special based entirely on consuming their meat.
The quality of a living thing hinges entirely on the flavor profile of its meat.
Don't forget mouthfeel.
Mouthfeel's always
the oft-neglected taste.
All right, where are we at?
What was the
tether?
The tether, I think.
Vest.
No vest.
I would imagine? Dress Yoda in a vest covered in flashing lights and bells, which would scare the pelican away.
How am I charging the flashing lights?
I don't know. They're batteries.
That's fine. Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Five.
It sounds like a nice art project. Oh, God. Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't know how comfortable I feel about reading this next question on air. I think
should
we're
I read
skip
it?
It?
And
no.
Do you?
No, you don't want to read it.
What? Okay. Answer the third one.
What?
Just click number three.
Okay.
Okay. How horrible was choice three? Bad?
Not awful.
Okay.
All right. One thing to be aware of is that Yoda is very afraid of airplanes. If he hears a commercial jet flying overhead, he'll freak out and try to use the force to make it crash. Granted, he's probably not strong enough anymore to actually cause any harm, but just be aware that that's a thing you might do. There's only two answers. One, got it. I'll make sure he doesn't try to down any airplanes. Two, if Yoda wants to make an airplane crash, who am I to stop him?
That's the one.
Okay.
Who would I be? What do we get?
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, there's more.
One last question.
Okay, important.
Yoda has no family or friends. But he does have a catfish named Obi-Wan that he keeps in a cigar box next to his bed. He talks quietly to the catfish for several hours each night. But what he doesn't realize is that the catfish is dead. Yoda's doctor's concerned.
He didn't know?
Yoda's doctor's concerned, okay, new character, that he's formed an unhealthy attachment to the catfish. And he strongly suggested taking the catfish away from him before he becomes any more emotionally invested in it. How would you go about taking Yoda's catfish away from him while also minimizing the emotional devastation that will result from losing his treasured companion?
One, I would get Yoda a fishbowl and his very own pet goldfish. Once he has a real live fish to take care of, I trust he'll begin losing interest in Obi-Wan, and I will then gradually start weaning the dead fish out of his life. Two, while Yoda is sleeping, I would secretly put a small speaker inside of Obi-Wan's belly and wirelessly connect it to a microphone that I use to make the dead catfish talk. Then the following day, when Yoda's having his alone time with Obi-Wan, I would have the catfish say, Yoda, if you truly care about me, please flush me down the toilet so I can go live with my own family in the sewer. Hopefully, he'd feel comfortable parting with his companion if he thought that that's what the dead catfish wanted. Three, I would tell Yoda that Count Dooku is coming to make Obi-Wan into a delicious po'boy sandwich, that the only way for him to thwart his nemesis is to run outside and toss Obi-Wan into the swamp pond so he can swim away to safety. Four, I would throw Obi-Wan in the trash and then lock Yoda in a cupboard until he stops crying.
That's the one. Okay. Short, sweet, and to the point.
There it is. Okay, get results. Yoda would probably die in your care.
Oh, shoot.
Jesus, I was dude. Hoping that wouldn't you happen. Seem like a real piece of work. If you did even have, if you did even half the stuff to Yoda that you said you'd do, the poor old goblin would be dead within an hour of your first day on the job. Seriously, what's with you and your elder abuse? You need to get your things together.
Shoot.
Yeah. So Yoda would die.
Yoda would have, yeah.
Yoda's gone.
Well,
can we also just talk about how, like, Yoda definitely went crazy?
What happened?
What do you mean?
Oh, just in general?
No, I'm just saying, like, actually in the plot, like, I remember a friend the other day was like, oh, wow, it was really cool that, like, Yoda was able to, like, be strong and persist despite the death of the Jedi Order. And I was like, are you kidding me? He's become a swamp man. He's a small green swamp man who's like, and he tells riddles, and he thinks it's hilarious to just like mess with people.
He's just actually a goblin.
No, he's so much more. But like, he just like just has this weird, crazy laugh now, and just like likes to hop on people's backs and just cause it be like, just drive.
Have you seen the? Hold on.
What?
We're going to play, I'm going to play a song.
Okay. But anyway, like Yoda, like will hop on Luke's back and just goes, just drive. And then like, you know, he just goes wherever he wants. And
it's a bad lip reading. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes. Seagulls.
Should we play a quick snip?
We're
going to play a quick snippet. If anyone listening at home, I would recommend you watch the video because
it's great
quality.
But this is just a little moment that
we're going to show you a second.
For us right
now. A second of it.
No.
Penny for your thoughts.
So yeah, the whole thing is that it's
I hate Brenda and a bad guy.
Star Wars clips, but then it's dubbed over. So this is Luke meeting Yoda for the first time, and Yoda sings this song.
Rockin' and rollin' down to the beach I'm strolling, but the seagulls look at my head, not fun.
I said seagulls,
stop it now. Not to stroll on that beach. Said seagulls gonna come poke me in the coconut. And they did. And they did. Nothing I could do but yell when these birds attacked me. When I tried to run, I fell, and then they kept laughing. And then got hit in the head with a hacky sack. Bum, 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 ba-dum, down where did it come from? Run, run, run and jump. I can be your backpack while you run. Bum, 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 ba-dum, down, stop.
Put me down. I love to groove and boogie.
Well, that was excellent. That was a little moment down memory lane. Felt like I was in the swamps of Dagobah again.
That's a great song.
Truly. PSA time.
Shall we? What do we want to educate them about this week?
I don't know, Ben. You're going to be the man with the binder. Oh. Binder?
Where have all the binders gone?
All right, you stall.
Long time passing.
Ah.
Where have all the binders gone?
I don't want you to stop.
Long time ago. Where have all the binders gone? Ben has found this one. Oh, when will we ever learn? It's time to read a PSA.
So I'm going to choose this one because I haven't really read it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm choosing this one because somebody that I'm friends with really hates jeweling.
Oh.
Like, with a burning, fiery passion.
Yeah, and appropriately so.
Appropriately so, because it's horrible.
Yeah.
But this one is going to... I mean, I understand it. Like, it's not good.
Yep.
And for that reason, I'm going to advocate for this on our show.
Okay.
Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild.
Light, low, or mild.
Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems.
Fewer health problems.
Than other cigarettes.
Other cigarettes.
Put out the cigarettes.
Put out the cigarettes.
Are harmful. Oh, wait, I'm stupid.
Oh, I'm stupid.
Put out the myth.
Put out the myth.
No matter what they look, smell, or taste
smell
like.
Smell or taste like.
All cigarettes are harmful to your health.
All cigarettes are harmful to you.
There is no such thing as a safe cigarette.
Safe cigarette.
Please quit today.
Quit today.
For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Or visit www.smokefree.gov.
www.smokefree.gov.
Dot gov.
Dot gov.
That was the PSA.
Wow, the public was so served in that moment.
I've never seen the public so served.
So I've been really thinking about, so that voice that I did, I've really been doing it a lot lately.
Oh, have you?
And I wish I did it more.
Oh.
So for example, I'm just going to let everyone know I'm running a little low on body wash recently.
A little low on body wash.
Body wash.
Is that what you mean?
So I've been running a little low on body wash, and as a result, I've been borrowing. I've been borrowing my roommates recently, but I'm getting body wash tomorrow, hopefully.
A thrilling endeavor.
Truly, the walk to the local CVS. But he uses this French brand.
Oh.
Called Le Petit Massé, and it's just excellent. Like. Today, this morning, I was like, hey, Andrew, do you have any Le Petit Marseille left over? And he was like, oh, yeah, I have like a little bit of Le Petit Marseille left. Like, and I was like, well, do you mind if I use some of your Le Petit Marseille? And he was like, oh, yeah, you can totally feel free to crack into any remaining of the Le Petit Marseille. And it was just like very...
You did this?
This actually happened.
Oh, God.
But I feel like all French words are meant to be whispered while your mouth makes sort of like this kissing shape.
Le petit morceau.
Le petit morceau.
Oh, yeah, that's really a kissing
face. Yeah, I feel like French words just have like no emphasis throughout. Like they just emphasize no syllables.
It's all thrown in.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Croissant.
Je m'appelle.
Tu es une pomme.
Eiffel Tower. Louvre.
I just want to say French words now. Also, is it disturbing you that we've literally only played two songs?
That's what I looked over here and I was like, wow.
Wow. We're really on a roll tonight.
We also gained two listeners.
This is impressive. All right, French words and phrases. I'm going to say a French phrase.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me what you think it means.
Okay.
We're going to start.
Is it an audio? Should we?
No, I'm just going to read them.
Ah, yes.
So we're going to start. Oui.
Yes.
Well done. Correct.
Okay. I have one semester French under my belt.
Oui, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, please.
Well done.
Il n'y a pas de quoi.
I need a hat.
You're welcome, is what that means, but we'll keep going.
Comment allez-vous?
Where's the bathroom?
How are you feeling? But close. Related, actually. Yes.
High correlation. R squared is 0.9.
Excusez-moi.
Excuse me.
Actually means I've been feeling really nervous lately and just want to tell you about what's going on with my Aunt Trish and Uncle Jen's. But, yeah.
Close. Okay, I was close.
Moving on.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's the Midwest Ope.
It's the question word for where. Oh, this is one of my favorites.
It's a guttural noise.
It's one of my favorites. That cow.
That cow.
That cow. Means agreed, but also kind of implied. Yeah. Dude, this language is so fun. I love this.
It's a beautiful, beautiful language of fart noises.
No, it's not. It's just breath. It's just orchestrated breath. Speaking of orchestrated breath, I didn't have originally on here, but I'm kind of feeling playing some Sufjan Stevens music.
Shall we?
In the words of one of my friends, Sufjan Stevens is a whisper who woke up one day and discovered that he'd been transformed into a man. which, like, feels appropriate.
That's the American dream.
Truly. What do I want? There's so much good Sufjan, but it's so sad. Am I ready for... Like, I feel like normally, under any other circumstances, if I were to be listening to Sufjan Stevens at 1:45 in the morning, my friends would be like, are you okay?
Do you need an adult?
Do you need an adult?
Put your shirt back on. Let's take you in the car. We're going to get you the help you need.
I promise everything's going to be fine. Put down the duck. Spit out the custard. We're going to get you help. All right, we're going to play, we got to play something from the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack. You can't just not. I've listened to that soundtrack so many times, just like consecutively through. And when I tell my friends that, they're like, are you okay? But it's excellent. Okay.
Where'd you get the custard from, Aiden? Are you okay?
Put it down. All right, here's a little Sufjan, Feudal Devices off the soundtrack. Call Me By Your Name. Interesting film. Great, great one. All right, here we go. Let's go.
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face. It's been 4 hours now since I've wandered through your place. And when I sleep on your couch, I feel very safe. And when you bring the blankets, I cover up my face. I do love you. I love you.
That was a moment.
It was beautiful.
So that was a moment.
It sounded a little different than I...
I attempted to sing along to most of it. Ben, I think, had me rooted through the wrong microphone for most of it.
For the vast majority.
But...
which might have been better for our audience.
So, yeah. What if I just talk like... what if I just talk like Suvion Stevens for the rest of the show?
Why don't you? Why haven't you not been?
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm well. It makes me feel like I have to whisper.
Yeah. It feels like we're in a quiet space.
It's a quiet space. It's a fast room, but only silence. Just like my brain.
Ben, I hope you're well. No, not this trope. Anything but this trope.
So I wanted to play a song.
Yeah.
And this song
this
has gotten its fair share. Yeah, what's going on? I don't want this. We're going to play half this song.
Oh.
Because I don't care about the full song, and it kind of gets slow towards the end.
Okay.
But this song has been really, really, I've been digging it recently.
Sounds good.
It's gotten its plenty of time. It's Same Love by Macklemore.
Oh.
And I just want to play the
Same Love by Macklemore.
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 Bippa-da-bappa-da-boop-a-da-beep-a-da.
Macklemore.
And we're just gonna play some of it. It's a 5-minute song. I don't need the whole thing.
I've heard it for so long.
We're probably not gonna play the whole thing. But I do like it.
Here we go. Macklemore.
We're really just here for when Mary Lambert sings.
That's what we're here for.
That's the truth. So we can
I can't change.
Even if I tried.
Even if I wanted to.
My love, she keeps me warm.
Oh, here we go.
Here we are.
I kind of like this commentary of us over song. Oh, it's weird.
When I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw. My uncle was, and I kept my room straight.
All right.
I told my mom, tears rushing down my face.
Yeah?
She's like,
yeah.
Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she?
The bunch of stereotypes
all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good for the league. A preconceived idea of what it all meant for those that like the same sex, had the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision, and you can be cured with some treatment and religion.
Here we go.
Man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh, right. Nah, here we go. America right. The brave still fears what we don't know. Okay. God loves all his children.
Okay, Macklemore.
Somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Ba-ba,
I don't know.
Ba-ba, and I can't change.
Ba-ba,
even if I try.
I was gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other f***s behind the keys of a message board.
A word rooted in hate,
our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. The same fight that led people to walkouts and sit ins and human rights. For everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right, I support it.
Ooh. This horn. Dum, 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 dum.
My love, my love, my love, she keeps me warm. She keeps me warm.
Keeps me warm.
play, don't press pause.
Progress change. To
our
charms.
With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law.
Even kids if walk I around tried. The hall,
plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all. But it's a damn good place to start. No law is gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
And I can't sense. Change.
Even if I try, even if I want to,
and I can't change.
Even if I try, even if I want to,
my love, she keeps me warm.
Did not intend to play that full song.
No, nope. I got caught up in the moment.
We were in there. We really were.
Well, listeners, you've been listening to 91.5
WMFO
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Radio.
We appreciate your patronage on this fine morning.
And your patience.
We appreciate your patronage and your patience. And now, we leave you with song.
With a beautiful song. From home country.
I leave you with Just Like Home Country. I leave you with beautiful song. All right. I'm trying to decide what I want to play.
Well, you don't have to decide yet. Because you probably have a minute to decide.
All right. Well, we're gonna play this ditty, and we'll see where we go.
Yeah. So, just quick announcements, a little housekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
We will probably not be here at the same time, same place next. No, we will. Ah, yes, indeed.
That's so weird.
We will not be missing.
Yeah.
Even one show, our dear listeners.
There you go.
We will be here, same time, same place.
We'll be back from Thanksgiving.
That's wild.
We're gonna go home. Next time you see us, I'm gonna bin home.
We're gonna be refreshed. And unmess. It rhymed. Don't.
Gonna be good to go. All right.
It sounded like it rhymed. So.
All right, we're closing it out.
What's this next song in?
It's called Paul by Big Thief. All right.
All right.
See you guys later.
Be there, be square.
Later, skater.
Oh, the last time I saw Paul, that was horrible and almost let him in. But I stopped and caught the wall, and my mouth got dry, so all I did was take him for a spin. Yeah, we hopped inside my car, and I drove in circles round the freight train yard. And he turned. I know you said that you'd take me any way I came or went, but I'll push you from my brain.